A bill that adds a $12 annual surcharge on the insurance policies of every residential homeowner in Connecticut has moved closer to becoming law. The State House of Representatives approved the bill by a bipartisan vote of 97 to 42 during a rare weekend session on Saturday. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The bill requires that the surcharge be used to provide more state assistance to thousands of eastern and central Connecticut homeowners with crumbling foundations. State officials say as many as 35,000 homes built between the early 1980s and about 2011 with concrete from a quarry in eastern Connecticut might be affected. Lawmakers opposed to the bill called it an unfair tax on Connecticut homeowners not affected by the problem. Proponents, including Democratic Representative Jeffrey Curry of East Hartford, argued that the surcharge will help preserve Connecticut real estate values and provide financial assistance to homeowners in other parts of the state.
It's also going to help deal with home health containment issues such as lead and radon throughout the state, as well as provide relief for homes that are literally sinking in a neighborhood or two in New Haven.
The bill now awaits action in the Senate, with only 3 days left in the state's legislative session that ends on Wednesday. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.